Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 13, Verse 9 already. That M period, A period, N period is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Like other phone callers, we will get to all the phone callers this evening. If you're sending in music or commercials, you can send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame BBCI Radio or 3342 Music or even Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. It just depends on how many other callers are on the phone line. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, I do need to at least visit one thing. And the first thing I need to visit is none other than Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded. 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. That's LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. The number to reach them is 216-205-7247. Now, also, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's I'll have to send that back and let them know that that's Common Sense Radio airs none other than Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram of Jr.Alfred Porter. The Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. Also, OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, the Facebook page of Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook page of Pete Weeks, web page of thedialoguecenter.net. Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. I'm pretty sure I'll have to debut something from L-I-F-E, and a couple of other artists tomorrow as well on that program. Also, give the Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Facebook page about reporter J.R. Period, or a profile picture of a sheriff hat. If you're looking for work, that's www.templabor.org, the logtv.com, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. They play nothing but Cleveland artists on that channel, and the YouTube channel of the Log TV. Now, Twitter, Alfred Porter, JR1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1, and also YouTube station of Foundation for Elevation. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday before I go to the phone calls. What's going on in our community? Last week, number 3 should have been the voice program at CSU. So my staff pointed that out. Now I'll go to what's going on recently. Number 10, debuting K.A. $H, that's Cash, making some noise. Number 9, moving up, Mr. Solo. Number 8, Black House Sound, 4 new projects coming out. Number 7, debuting Facebook Corned Comedy. Number 6, debuting Facebook Spring Musical Experience, The Difference. Number 5, and I'm making it easy so that people can find out some of these things as best as possible. So number 5, debuting Facebook, this show, Karaoke Saturday Night Special, featuring Ramadan Steve and DJ Scott Stradamus. Number 4, debuting anything that has to do with St. Patrick's Day, including the St. Patrick's Day parade that's upcoming on Sunday. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday. Number 3, debuting Facebook Supreme Honor Week, The Return. I'm going to make that real easy for people because Supreme Honor Week, at least I can give you certain details, as it actually starts Tuesday. That's Tuesday tomorrow. Lyrical Rhythms, open mic at the B-Side Lounge. Thursday, Lucky 7 Hip Hop Series, Supreme Honor Edition at Exotic Cuisine, Cleveland West Side. That features, of course, Big Stone and Butcher joining up with none other than DJ Jack the Ripper. Friday, 3:15, Supreme Pisces Celebration Show at the Unbar. After party at Academy Tavern, Cleveland East Side. Saturday, 3:16, One Bash at the Harvard Club, Cleveland Slavic Village. St. Stoney's Day is actually March the 18th. Hit them up for info, reserve, and that's what's going down, this whole Supreme Honor Week itself. That's a lot of different things happening. Number 2, moving up, you could say Facebook, the new year pop-up party that's happening. You can look there and find out your instructions. Number 1, the biggest jump was the Gold Standard Spotlight with Fred and Kai Dog Film. That's just the way it sounds. Movie Racketeer, Suave Gotti. He came through, performed. He and his staff filmed for Kai Dog, Movie Racketeers, volume or episode number 3. Ballhead Fred G. did a comedy set, played some of his music videos on a big screen. December Rose, Sergio, the legend of radio, Johnny G, was there. It was a lot of different entities, Black House Sound. So now I get to go to my first phone caller. I have 2 so far. Let's get this out the way. 216-553. How you doing?
Hi, everybody out there. This is Evangelist Brenda Farmer, as my colleague called me, Queen B on Block Talk Radio, Monday night at 9 o'clock. How is everybody out there doing the radio man right now?
Doing well. It's been a busy weekend, doing well. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody was busy this weekend. Well, we crossed over to another busy week. Everybody did. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank God for that. I watched the Oscar Awards last night. It was a good big lineup, And what's the one movie called that Robert Downey Jr. played in? The Oprah. I think they got nominated for like 13 awards. 14 did. Barbie. You know, Color Purple was in that category, but, you know, and not nomination, but they didn't get no award. I was a little upset behind that, but, you know, life goes on with that. But
right.
I was watching that and everything. And another thing I want to say, y'all, I hope you guys are really listening. We're living in the last evil days. And they're still fighting over there where Jesus was born in Jerusalem, Gaza. And I just be glad when they stop to the fight and come to reality, because a lot of kids are suffering behind. And every time I've been watching the news, it seems like these children are getting hit by trucks and cars, are getting killed or dehydrated, not getting enough food or water. So, you know, take out time. If you have children of age or grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces or nephews, you know, take out the time to spend some time with them and help them. And if they ask you a question, if you don't know the answer, you know, ask the Lord to lead you and guide you in getting the best answer that you can give them so they can understand and give encouraging words. We living in a world that people that says like me, it ain't no coming together no more. And what I'm trying to get across and what I'm trying to say is we got to come together, y'all, because it's slacking off. It's really slacking off. Everybody on their own thing and on deal. We got to help one another. We got to come together and we got to help one another, no matter what the situation or the circumstance looks like or the color, because it ain't about no color no more. It's all of us now. Everybody is hurting in this whole thing. We in this circle together. Everybody is. We got to start praying a little harder, and then we can't stop praying. Don't get mad with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend or somebody. Every time something don't come up your way, then you weren't ready to walk out and leave. No. That's not the way you solve it. You sit down, you communicate. The communication is the key word and the key thing to your problem. Not only that, when you put the good Lord in front, he will see you through. You can't, don't run, y'all. Because I think we've been running too much. I'm just talking in general, not just putting no paper, pointing no fingers at nobody, and talking adult talk now and real talk now. You know, it's just like every time something happens, everybody want to run and leave. Well, as long as you don't solve the problem and put the good Lord in front of it, the problem will still be with you. That's all I can say. Anytime you have a problem, you get on your knees and pray. Go to your prayer closet and ask God to lead you and guide you. And believe me, he will show you the way, and he's the only one who knows the way. And you know, by that, he sends somebody in your life or sends somebody direct in your way to show you the way how to do it. And I just like to say, hey, family out there, to my fam out there, to Scribe Gotti, to Major Power, Major Tab, Johnny G, McCoy, to the number one, my brother, Al Porter, Ronnie B, Major Miss Glass, Dolores, everybody, Cowboy, and Monica Force Point, and the rest of the gang, as well as myself, Deacon Dante Taylor, as well as me, Queen B. So we thank you for listening to Block Talk Radio on Monday night. May God bless and keep you. May God bless and cover you. May God just be with you all the way through. I'm going to have a blessed evening and a blessed week. I'm signing off. God bless. I love you guys, and nothing you can do about it. I'm signing off. I'm out.
Appreciate you. That's a strong statement as usual as our lead-in phone caller to make sure we get our minds right. I'm going to go to 216-242. You're coming on live. How are you doing out there?
Yo, what's up?
Okay. I was getting kind of nervous because, you know, the build-up I'm looking forward to, if this is who I think it is, I'm looking forward to playing and debuting a couple of tracks tomorrow on voiceitradio.com. Introduce yourself,
it's your
please.
Boy Tyrone, man. What's going on? Tyrone Pimp in the building. Pimp stands for poetry in my perspective. How y'all doing out there?
I'm doing excellent. I am. And, man, first of all, where did you come up with such a dope concept? Because that PIMP usually stands for so much other stuff, and you cracked my head when I first heard it.
Yo, what it is, when I was watching a real shit, man, I was watching a Tupac interview, and it was asking somebody came up with his stories and everything, and he said when he wrote about something, it was either he was the participant or he was the observer, but either way it went, he wrote it how he saw it. So that's basically what I do, man. No matter what I see in life, I kind of take it and, you know, I think on it for a second, and whatever I come up with, that's what I put down.
I feel you. So with that being said, how many years have you been doing what it is that you do?
Man, forever, bro. Like literally forever. Yeah, man, that long.
You're not lying, because when I met you during the Spitboxer days, those decades ago, you sounded professional then.
Man, that was roll back in the day, man. Hell yeah, out of the bottom line.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, that was out there, man. Shit, I think shit, Suave had that bitch jumping, bro. Spitboxing was something different. I got my head cracked out there, man. Yes, I did.
Yes,
it was crazy. I don't even know who did it to this day, bro. That was crazy.
But
I couldn't tell you.
And with you saying that, tell me what has kept you consistent, because you are still a hungry artist with, I don't want to give everything away now myself. I want you to tell us about some of your projects that's out and what we'll be playing even tomorrow and starting to get into rotation here as well on a Monday night. But how have you stayed consistently hungry?
I mean, really, man, it's just the love for it and all those aside. At the end of the day, I see shit. And it kind of helps me cope with it. Just sitting out writing things out, man. You know, a lot of times, I'm not really a person that's going to sit around and talk about, you know, my thoughts or whatever. So I just jot them down, man.
Gotcha.
As far as, like, musically, my style, I really don't have a set style. Kind of, you know, what I feel that day for the moment. But I try to give people, you know, a different outlook on certain things that they may be looking at in life, man.
I feel you on that. Mm-hmm. And in dealing with this conversation, when did it get serious for you? When did it go from, wait a minute, I like this or I love this, but now let's take this to a totally different level, a business level?
Yo, for real, man, you see me. I mean, if you're from Cleveland, if you're in the St. Clair area, the East Cleveland area, you're going to see my face on my husband, bro. You know, period. So what happened was, man, I kind of, you know, I left music alone. I was strictly outside for a long time, and I fucked around and had to have hand surgery, and I was just forced to sit down for a while, bro. And
right.
After, like, this is no lie, man, I'm going to say about after 4.5 years of not writing nothing, I wrote a song called On God. And I linked up with a guy in Atlanta, man. Thomas Harris. He calls himself the mayor of Atlanta, man. He dropped me on 2 mixtapes in Atlanta last year, and they both hit over 123,000 views with that one song,
right.
The first song I had wrote in like 4 or 5 years. So after that, I took that song and I did a promo with Uncle Murder from G on it. You know, he kept, you know,
mm-hmm.
It was my first promo ever. That was my first professional promo ever. And so after I did that, excuse me, hooked up with ET Soul Rap a lot. Yeah, you know, shout out to Big Topic, man. I did some promo with a homegirl. I hear Big Topic. You know, she's doing real good with her song, doing my dance. She got a few things she's doing, too. But she dropped a promo for me. I did a couple thousand that morning on her page, too.
But now I've got to look and pull that up. And I'm going to have some fun at voiceitradio.com tomorrow. I am. But, you know, back to yourself. Your music, to me, you know, people will say, yeah, there's a sound, there's a this, there's a that. Your music is industry standard. So tell me about what it takes or what caused you to say, I'm going to be this serious with it.
I mean, 2023, man, I had the good fortune of being offered a couple of deals, man, two of which were over $1 million apiece. So, you know, the thing is, you know, once you sit down and look at it on paper and it's actually in front of you, that million looks great. But at the end of the day, bro, for real, I started to take it more serious when I started getting those offers in, man, because if they're willing to give me that amount of money, it's kind of like what they did with Master P when they offered them $1 million for the Bout It song. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they just, you know, he turned it down for a reason, bro. If you're willing to give me X, Y, and Z, then I'm, you know, I'm definitely willing to get out there as a hustler and figure out what I can do for myself, man.
I feel you. And with that being said, I want to at least commend you because you have stayed so busy. As a matter of fact, can you at least tell some of the people some of the other businesses that you've been involved in or are involved in, or what should people who are listening, because I have another couple of phone callers that I get to in a little while, but for those listening, how can they look you up? Your music, your product, support, get behind, push, link up. How can they support your movements?
All right, man, you know, so you can always find me at Tyrone_Pimp at Instagram. On Facebook, is it strictly is Tyrone Robinson on Facebook. YouTube, Tyrone Pimp Music. Outside of that, man, like as far as the businesses I've been involved with, I've done several, man, in the past few years. The most recent, I was involved in a clothing company called Three Brothers. You know, they make apparel,
right.
Custom apparel, signs, just things of that nature, man. I stepped away from that really just, you know, do different things right now. So right now it's just me and his music. Me and my brother O actually thinking about just starting our own label out here in Cleveland, bro.
Man, it's phenomenal because you need to have somebody who's level-headed, clear, has a business mindset. So my thing is I'm an outsider, and I do my best not to get involved in so much. But thinking about it coming from you, may that be something that becomes reality, because right now you've been through everything in the trenches, and you have your years of experience, and it's showing right now. And a lot of artists could really benefit from working with you. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited you're even thinking about it.
Yeah, man. Look, I want to thank you, bro. Look, really, man, this is my very first interview, radio interview ever. So that's, you know, dope. Shouts out to you for that. And really, man, like I said, man, anybody from this city, from the St. Clair area, East Cleveland area, you see me, you know me, you know, say what's up
right
out here.
That's no problem at all. And the track that you sent me earlier, the one that we'll be looking forward to hearing tomorrow, that gives me a whole day to promote on different networks and all of that. What do you want people to know about that track?
I mean, I think I've seen over Respect the Shooters, man. And Respect
right.
the Shooters is basically me. You know, it has nothing to do with violence, of course. Basically, what Respect the Shooters is, man, is just me setting it up for the guys that's coming behind me, man. The youngsters that's rapping, the boys that I rock with. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my young boy Kenny, I'm a Young Boy Shooter. Like a couple different people that really, you know, that put it down, that fuck with me and I fuck with them.
I like it already. And like I say, that whole street manifestation, I'm looking forward to debuting that particular track, following and promoting the movement. This will definitely not be your last radio interview. We already know that. But I can say that I'm looking forward to many more radio interviews and even being able to interview you on different platforms. So thank you so much.
You're not to cut you off, but I know we're about to wrap this up. I do want to say, man, shout out to everybody out there in Hollander, Mississippi. That's where I was born and raised. You know, I rep Cleveland. I've been posting in Cleveland for over 20 years, but you know, my family is there in Hollander. So shout out to everybody there.
No problem. And again, thank you. Don't be a stranger. And trust me, we'll be talking before tomorrow because I want to make sure we get that particular track out. It was a nice, mellow track. Respect the Shooter will debut, and I appreciate you for calling in, brother.
Yeah, yo. Oh, yeah, man. Definitely, man. I appreciate you, man. My brother EC Dub just texted me, man. Shout out to Bro, too. He got a comedy show coming up this Tuesday, man. I wish I had the info in front of me, man. Would y'all check him out at EC Dub on Instagram, too?
All right, no problem. And feel free to send me that info, even if it's by text or what have you, and we'll get that out.
Fam, I appreciate you. Talk to you later.
You too. Peace. That's a phenomenal brother that we just heard from, a king, and I'm just happy to be able to have had that interview. I'm looking at the 216-237. You are definitely on with us right now. What's going down?
Black House Sounds, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Man, let me tell you something right now. As I looked at everything,
okay,
you have like four new projects that just hit out within the past 2.5 weeks. There's no slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, you know, your partner came out and represented quite well at the Gold Standard Spotlight, none other than Mr. Powers, a hot song that I just heard and saw a video to Elevate Your Game, which had been out for a little while, but I just see the recent video for it, and I see people nodding their heads, so that means we got to play that song too. Talk to me, man. What's new? What's going on, fam?
Well, the only thing I can say, like the last artist that was on the phone, through the grace of God, things keep happening. Just keep pushing through, man. Keep pushing through the modules. Keep pushing through, you know. And that's just what, you know, Blackout Sound do. We push through. Suave Gotti was killing the track. The Sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's you. That's you. And not just that track, the Black History song. I see the Black History track. It was kind of late in the game, but that little lateness didn't mean anything because from what I see, people still enjoyed it. And once again, if you are artist on the phone and you want people to feel you, you just got to keep going like the last artist said. You got to keep pushing. You know, when the rose is hard and when the rose is great. So right now, Blackout Sound, it's not so much we have a hot hand. It's so much of being dedicated to the game, keep pushing through, not stopping, having the knowledge and the ability to understand that things ain't going to go your way when you're trying to do your project, when you're trying to perform, when you're just trying to interact with people. Things ain't going to always go the way that you wanted, but you push through, you make some mistakes, you bounce back, you praise God, you praise God, you praise God. So that's just me. But, you know, I just got to throw all that out there. But it's another song about to come with Miss LaVita Murray, and I just want everybody to know right now, Lolita Murphy came all about, like, out of a box or something with this one. So I just can't wait to see how people respond to that. I want to tell everybody thank you for last year, all years before, but especially last year and going into this year of all the support I've been getting through all the phone callers that deal with Blackout Sound or know of Blackout Sound or want to know of Blackout Sound. I just thank everybody. So Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out.
Thank you, family. As a matter of fact, since I have a couple of people on the phone line, still, we have had a hot show already. Let's go to 216-559. 216-559, how you doing out there? 216-559.
That sounds like you and I, Big Al.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, this sounds like it ain't nothing but a party going on your way. What's happening?
Yeah. I'm live here at Tucker's Casino. Out here on North Taylor and Euclid Avenue. I'm coming to on the air live from Tucker's Casino. Thanking Mr. Tucker for allowing me to come live and want to holler at the young lady who's handling the center tonight, Miss Big Red. I got a few things I want to talk to you about tonight, Al, and I'm really disappointed.
Go ahead.
And I want to go ahead
and shout out to Miss Big Red. Go ahead.
Now, Big Red, she's the attendant. The young lady is handling the drinks.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think you know it, too, Al. I think she used to take care of mother.
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, she took care of mother for a long time, but what I understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to let Enterprise understand one thing. That when I deal with you, I deal with you 100. And today, Enterprise put me on hold for 45 minutes, ducking and dodging me. And I spent $2,400 in 2 weeks with them clowns. And they put me on hold for 45 minutes? Who do they
Enterprise
think
rental. Mm.
3200 Mayfield Road. They put, an outstanding customer who spend regularly with them on hold for 45 minutes, never came to the phone to dissolve the situation. They told me I couldn't rent there after them spending that kind of money after 2 weeks. And guess what had happened? I had got back 2 to 3 days, but all of a sudden now I can't use my 3 days.
Oh, wow. That's 3,200 Mayfield Road
in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. And I'm going to see them tomorrow at noon. I want them to understand that I'm coming to see the Ignorance on 3200 Mayfield Road tomorrow noon. Tomorrow noon, I'll be there with my bullhorn.
Oh, the man with the bullhorn, they shouldn't have done that to you.
No, we know better. Now,
yes, we do.
Let's go and take care of some real business. Matthew Owen.
Okay.
Well, AHN, Cleveland, you better get on with the on. I'm telling you. You got a clown, Mike O'Malley, is getting ready to put us blacks all in jail. All in jail. They're going to put us in jail. That's what O'Malley's trying to do. He already got our youth tied up. Already got our youth tied up. And now he's trying to put the rest of the blacks in jail. Black folks, wake up. Brown-skinned folks, wake up. Yellow-skinned folks, wake up. They're trying to put us in jail, so Mike O'Malley must go. He's an old, ancient, decrepit, and I don't want to take you where I want to take you with him, but he's old, ancient, and decrepit and don't need to be in our prosecutor's office because he's doing nothing but putting us in jail.
Ancient and decrepit.
Ancient and decrepit, old, and needs to be gone. And he thinks his name is the key to him getting reelected. You're not getting reelected on your name, O'Malley. You're not getting reelected on your name this time. And those debates that you've been having, you've been getting laced. Matthew has been lacing him, eating him alive. I'm telling you, I'm saying, Cleveland, Ohio, you're next. Cuyahoga County prosecutor is Matthew Arms, so get on with the arms. Now let's go out to the Woodhill Rec Center with Thelma George. The commissioner has failed to get back to me. Back to me to tell me what's the deal. The commissioner, the individual that's running the operation out there, failed to get back to me, and I think that's a disgrace. And he knows, Al, that what's going on there is wrong, that you don't have a walk-up, you don't have a lift, and you don't have an elevator for the senior citizens and the disabled. And that's a doggone thing, Al. That's a shame. We had the Queen of the Congo here 3 Saturdays ago. We had the 4-time boxing champion from Costa Rica here, and guess what? The elderly couldn't get upstairs to see her and sign autographs and things of that nature because 25 steps up you had to walk. And I had to carry my roller label 25 steps up, and that's a disgrace now. And they keep trying to tell me that they got disabled coordinates there, and that's a lie. The only disabled entrance they got is the entrance into the place, and after that, you struggle. And I'm saying to the commissioner there out of Thelma George, you're the biggest liar, and it sounds like you're old, outdated, and need to go too. That's what I feel with all honesty, that he's old, outdated, and needs to go. Ben, I got two councilmen that I'm pissed with. Ricky Starr, I think he thinks he's a star, and Councilman Parnell Jones. I don't know who he think he is. Between the two of them, they think they own the board of the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, one of the two of them. So that takes us down to 77 and Kinsman Avenue. There's folks down there riding dirty, Al. 72nd and Kinsman, the food bank down there, there's folks riding dirty. And I'm telling the individuals that riding dirty, you better get your stuff together. There's an $800 fee that somebody owes down there, and they better get that fee straightened out. Because I'm telling you that 100 million in one rest of soul thing, and yours truly, that lone soul is coming to see you. If you don't get that $800 situation cleared out, you know who I'm talking about. They're riding dirty. Several people down on that end at 72nd and Kinsman at Big Brothers Family Food Bank riding dirty. Riding dirty. Now, I don't want to call your names out tonight, but you know who you are.
Right.
And somebody else that left there, riding dirty, Al. Riding dirty. And I know they ride dirty because there's a bishop that's on the board out there told me to get the hell out and down there. And now the bishop won't even talk to me. What's the deal with the bishop?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, bishop? I've been trying to get in touch with you for the last month. You work for WOUB Radio, and why have you not gotten to me, Bishop? Why, Bishop, why? Because you possibly be on the board of some of the folks riding dirty? And lastly, Al, I want to say to that young lady out at 2727 Lancaster Road in Cleveland Heights, quit harassing Johnny G. Quit harassing Johnny G. Quit harassing him. And I want to say to my brother, once again, Libby, go to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different to follow your own stars. Believe that those who love, love you, then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And I say, if you're a Teddy Pendergrass fan, Teddy says, a true love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. If your love affair is not 100, you don't have a love affair. And I want to say something to one young lady out there if she's listening. Latoya Johnson, I give the world if you come on. The world, your world, my world, if you just come on and stay 100 with me. But if you don't stay 100 with me, you have hell to pay. And that's all I'm going to say to you, young lady, because I love the ground you walk on. Al, with that, I got to go.
Thank you so much. That's the live report coming from Tucker's Casino from JGE, the Johnny G Experience. I only have two more phone callers. Let's go to the first one, 216-820. 216-820, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great. How about you, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, man, excellent performance the past Friday night at the Gold Standard Spotlight. Talk to me, Mr. Powers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I just want to say thank you to everyone who came out Friday and supported Black House Sound, as well as Ballhead Fred from his December Rose, to Suave Gotti, to Sister Liz, to Sister Maybach, you know what I'm saying? And even,
right.
I'll even throw in Dontez Taylor, who was also there as well. And I would also like to give a special shout out to Derek Gotti for that nice single featuring Suave Gotti. Ever since he played it that night, I have not stopped playing that record. It's a pretty dope record, and it kind of reflects on what I'm going through right now. But that's an understatement. What I am saying, though, is that I just want to just say, you know what I mean? I meant what I said Friday night. I want to thank everyone who has allowed me to perform at their show and at their venue, you know, to allow me to showcase my talents, to see what, to show what I am made for, and to let people know that Mr. Powers, a.k.a. Endo Dub from Black House Sound, is definitely not out of the business. I still rock the house, and I still show love to those who show love to me. So to everyone that's in my corner, as well as Black House Sound's corner, much love to each and every single one of you. And don't forget to check out the new video, Elevate Your Game, featuring myself,
right,
Joe Legacy, and Hurricane Bang. Please go to YouTube and check that out. And the video was directed by Nate the Great, and I just look forward to making more videos and more music, and the best is yet to come. So with that being said, I won't take up too much more time. I know there's more callers on here that's waiting. So to all of you that are listening and that know my voice and know who I am, I love you all from the bottom of my heart. And always remember, Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music. God bless you all. Peace.
Peace. As a matter of fact, that Elevate Your Game, I have to debut that one on Voice It Radio tomorrow. Let me go to a phone caller, 216-288-216-288. How you doing out there?
Hello, this is Dontez. This is Dontez Taylor, and we have big things going on in Cleveland. This is the biggest thing ever going on in Cleveland. We got the nice thing
going on.
We got the ninth annual anniversary of the Fleshman Singers. The Fleshman Singers. Yeah, the Fleshman Singers, they're going to be at Frederick Douglass Recreation Center, and they're going to be Sunday, April 7th, 2024, and doors open at 4:30, and show starts at 6 and then the tickets are $20, $25 at the door, and they got some great singers coming on out and everything else. They got all kinds of singers and everything else. So come on out and join the Fleshman Singers. For more information, you can contact 216-315-8481, and that's their mother, and these are the Fleshman Singers, and they've been singing they've been in the group for 9 years, all of them. Yes, or you can call down to the center, 216-288-5841. I got tickets, I'm helping the Fleshman Singers out at this great event too.
Great.
I'm making cakes, and my mother gonna make them some dressing. So it gonna be out here. and this is the biggest show in town. So mark your calendar for April 7th. But this is going to be big, and it's at the Frederick Douglass Recreation Center. Yes, it's a big thing. It's going to be a big atmosphere and everything else. We got some great singers and all that good stuff. And next week I will have who going to be on that show and everything else. We got to get it out there. Yes. Don't forget.
No problem.
Don't forget the 22nd annual Gospel Fest Pro Tour 2024 revival leading up to the Gospel Fest, and it's going to be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44103, and that's going to be Thursday, June 20th, and Friday, June 21st, 2024. Doors open at 6, and revival starts at 7 p.m. Yes, and we have Mount Zion coming out from Berea. We have Mount Zion from Berea going to be there, and their pastor is going to be there, and everything else. Come on out and join us. Come on out and join us at this great revival and everything else. And it's free doors. Doors are open and it's free.
And okay.
Call down to the FedEx 216-288-5841. I'm going to the cabin. You know,
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We got all kinds of things going on. And don't forget the 22nd annual Gospel Fest 2023 anniversary will be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street. Right across from the police station on 93rd and Kinsman. So come on out and join us. Yes, we're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. Yes, and tickets are going to be $20.
Going once? Going twice? Going thrice?
That means we couldn't hear you. You might have muted yourself, or you might have been at a party that you didn't want to tell us. But I want to go back to this party to see, because there is one going on live. So I'm going to Father Johnny G just to see what's happening with him. Out there at Tucker's Casino. So hold on just a second. Johnny G.
You trying to come back to me out of New York?
Oh yeah, because you're at a party. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you why you're live at that event. Didn't you do this
type of stuff
a lot?
No, this is what we do on Monday nights here at Tucker's Casino. I just casually drop by. I see my good friend, Mr. Tucker. We chat about stuff that most folks are scared to talk about. And we be live in living color with the things that we talk about. But, yeah, on Monday nights, I usually just stop by and holler at Mr. Tucker and see whether they're going to. The folks think they can be it here. They got folks that think they can be it. And I just come up here to beat them up, that's all.
Gotcha. Well, knock them out the box, Johnny G. And thank you for keeping us informed.
That's a fact. And let the world know there's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them, and they can run and tell that. Tell them I'm from a city so nice they had to name it twice. New York, the melomatic city in the world. The only city in the world that leave their minds in a state of mental paralysis, leave a strain on their brain, have them walking around downtown Cleveland talking about mum, suffering from two of the biggest debilitating diseases you got, dementia and Alzheimer's and a mental lapse. Let them know that, Al.
I will do that. Thank you so much. That was JGE, the Johnny G experience that was live. And the one thing about that brother, on-air legend from Super WJMO, Super WJMO Radio, as well as the fact that that man has the papers to prove it given to him
from Dean Rufus of the classic WDMT FM 108 Club Style. Before I leave out, I will give the 216-288 Dontez Taylor time enough to close out with any extra announcement that might be going. I know we lost you, but 216-288, you've got 2 minutes. Hit us with it.
Yes, the 22nd Annual Gospel for a Child 2024 anniversary. I'm repeating it. Yes. And it's at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 93rd and Kinsman in Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, it's Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. Yes, yes, it's going to be big. And doors open at 2:15. Dinner starts at 2:30, and we're serving dinners to the public and everything else. And program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. We have tickets of $20, $25 at the door. We have the Brownette Gospel singer's going to be out there. We have Mr. Powers going to be out there. Yes. We have the Spiritual Echo from Columbus, Ohio going to be out there. And many, many more groups in soloists. And we, in a couple of weeks, we will be announcing who our out-of-town groups going to be. And a few weeks, we're going to announce who our Cleveland special guest going to be, too. And come on out. My mother's going to be cooking. My grandmother's going to be cooking. My auntie's going to be cooking. We have some great cooks that are going to be out here. And Al Porter knows that this food is real good. Yes,
yes, I do.
And it's going to be a great time and a great atmosphere. And we might, and I don't know, I can't say, but we might see Grandpa Rapper come in the building. We don't know. I ain't saying. It might be a special guest called Grandpa Rapper in the building, and we'll have a great time. We don't know, but he might be creeping around in somewhere. Yes, and yes, and we're going to talk to the professor, Art McCoy, to see if he can have his show come live. I'm talking about live at this event. Yes, so it can be
seen.
For more information, contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. If you want to be in this show, I have four more slots left for this show. So come on out and get your slots so we can pack the building and make sure we can sell these tickets out. There won't be no tickets sold at no deal. That's right. We want to sell these tickets out. We want to have a show where we're sold out. Sold out before, so we don't need to sell no tickets at the dome. So come on out and get that great food, that great atmosphere, and come on out to that revival too, because that revival is going to be the kickoff for that and everything else. And don't forget Father's Day 2024. Don't forget, come on out. Come on out to First Missionary Baptist Church, where we're going to honor our very own Miss Lois Watson. This should be her big anniversary. Yes, on Father's Day. And the address is 4312 Lee Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. Yes. It starts, doors open at 1 p.m. We'll have a great time, a great atmosphere. And don't forget, we got a special announcement. So she will give me information next week so I can tell y'all how much this ticket. But we got a special announcement coming at this event too. So come out and join us so you can hear what this special announcement is. For more information, you can contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841, or you can call Georgette Scott at 216-303-5841. 1615, and you can know more about this great event. Because that's going to be the biggest event ever on Father's Day. Father's Day going to be lit up that day. Yes. When we get this, special thing going and everything else, and don't forget to come out to Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting on Wednesday, where Ernie Harris has a interesting class on stuff that's going on out in our community, and he tells about how to be in a relationship, to how to know what precinct government is, and all kinds of stuff. He's doing from 6:30 to 7:00, and then at 7:15 at 15415 Kipling. That's when the door is open for the regular meeting and the meeting starts at 7:30 and everything else. And I am the chairperson for recruitment to recruit people into Black on Black. So come out and join us and have a great atmosphere and a great time and share some information. If you know of any candidate that's out there that we need to know about, to see where we gonna vote at, you need to come there and tell us now, so we know what to go, where, how to go to these polls and vote for who we gonna vote for. Because I already know I'm not voting for Trump, and I'm not voting for Biden. They're not my choice right now, and everything else. And God bless you, and have a nice and pleasant day. And I hope everybody on Blog Talk Radio have a great time, a great atmosphere, and love, peace, and harmony. And see y'all soon. And I do court watches too. I go to court because I am the family advocate for Black on Black, and I will be in court on this coming Wednesday. So if you need help. All I want to know is to sit down and hear what you got to say before I take the take of taking it or not. You know, I got to hear what you got to say and everything else. Come on over to Black on Black and tell me. And God bless and have a nice and prosperous day. And don't forget, Reverend Pamela Pinkett Butts is running for President of the United States of America, and I am her campaign manager. And God bless.
God bless. I appreciate that. What better way for me to leave out than to say I appreciate you all for taking the time to call in. There's so many activities and events going on, from Tucker's Casino to gospel concerts to the Gospel Fest. At least you can't say that you didn't hear about events that are happening. As a matter of fact, I have it on excellent information that by next Monday night, I will be announcing the next Power in Your Dance event. It's going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. That's all I'm going to say right now. I thank everybody once again for taking the time to tune in. You didn't have to. At least this is a show that goes from 9 to 10 p.m. And that's why I tell people, get your thoughts together so that we can end at 10 p.m. And tonight is the first time in a little while that we are able to end at 10 p.m. So I thank you once again. May you all stay safe, stay blessed, peace, and I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. May you stay protected, covered. Look out for each other, because if you're expecting the outside world to look out for us, you can forget it. We're better off looking for out for each other and being a family. With that being said, hey, Yahweh's name, peace, love, appreciate you.